Hello, welcome to this Films Apart microcast.
Ooh.
Me and Lewis are going to go through an IMDb top 25 Christmas movies list from 12 years ago, so it's up to date.
Should we go from number one, or do you want to
Let's work upwards from number 25.
Okay, let's go from 25. So
I don't know number 25, so we'll go up to 24.
Let's do 25, because I know it.
Do you?
I do. Well, okay. Yeah, I know it, but, you know, White Christmas is a classic American film. If you haven't watched it, you're probably not into film, and you need a new...
I've never seen it.
No, I'll be honest with you. There's another one. There'll be another one in this list called Holiday Inn. I imagine White Christmas and Holiday Inn are like two films that starred Bing Crosby.
Okay.
The famous song, obviously, White Christmas, was by Bing Crosby. I'm dreaming of a white Christmas. You know.
Why didn't you make us watch that instead of Meet Me in St. Louis?
Well, do you know what? It did actually cross my mind.
Okay.
But I didn't do it in the end. Partly because I didn't have it on DVD, and they're quite interchangeable. I don't know the difference between the two off the top of my head, but they are classic kind of films about, like, well, this says here, a song and dance team becoming romantically involved, and I think the other one's about two soldiers that are, like, coming back from war. And
they sound very different.
we'll come to it.
Yeah,
we'll come to
it.
Let's get 24, Groundhog Day, Christmas film.
Is that
film?
Christmas?
Well.
Does it... I can't even remember a single scene.
I can't
Christmas.
Remember it.
It takes place on Groundhog Day.
Yeah, I can't remember it being a Christmas film, but apparently, according to IMDb, it is 24th on their list, and it is obviously a very good film.
It is a good film, but not a Christmas film.
No.
No.
What about The Railway Children?
Never heard of it.
You never heard of The Railway Children? No. Not even heard of it?
No.
Oh, fair enough.
Is it about, like...
Railway Children? They're children that
the war. And
no, they live under the railway. They're like borrowers. They're like little people that live under the under the track.
Never heard of it.
Yeah,
Trading Places. I've not seen any of these.
You've not seen Trading Places. Well,
that's
definitely one we'll do on the podcast at some point. That's a classic.
I like
film.
Dan Aykroyd as well, and Eddie Murphy, obviously.
The Holiday. There's one we've both seen.
Number 21, The Holiday.
What do you think of that?
I really like it. I've only seen it once. Yeah. I think it's good. Holds up.
Yeah, it's got, what's his name in it? Jack Black. Jack Black, who's not like a stereotypical romantic lead, I guess.
Yeah, I think this was sort of the era where he had a few of them roles, didn't he?
Well, yeah, I suppose he did like...
Sort of like Sweetheart. And then he's now become more of like just comedy.
The last time I watched this, it was better than I remembered it the first time.
I think he's really likable as like a...
Watchable.
Love interest, light lead. Yeah.
Yeah.
Bad Santa.
Bad Santa. Oh.
I've not seen it.
This was one that we could have done this year. Yeah. Bad Santa is definitely, that is like a modern Christmas classic. Is it modern? 2003? I mean, I'd call it a modern Christmas classic.
Yeah, I'd say so.
Just a brilliant, irreverent Christmas film.
There's so many on here that I've not seen.
You've not seen Elf either?
I've seen Elf. Elf.
So Elf came out the same year as Bad Santa, so there's two kind of classics came out of that year. Elf is obviously a classic. I was in New York the other day.
Yeah.
And just driving through, and I saw Elf the musical was on, and I was like sort of half tempted, but I don't tend to like kind of
interesting.
It would have been interesting, but can you imagine it without Will Ferrell and Zooey Deschanel?
Same.
You know, Planes, Trains and Automobiles.
Not seen it.
It's another one that you'd say is like not a really a Christmas one.
No.
Seeing as the man... Well, it says here that the man's travelling home from New York for Thanksgiving. In my memory, it seemed to be Christmas, but I might be just remembering
it. Yeah, what is this list?
But anyway,
it says within the descriptions that it takes place on a different holiday, Groundhog Day and Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Gremlins.
Gremlins, well, we've covered that ourselves. We reviewed that and we gave that 8 out of 10.
8 out of 10.
That was a classic Christmas film.
Number 16, interesting. Die Hard.
Well, there's the old debate.
Yeah, I would say it's a Christmas movie.
I'd say it's a Christmas film, yeah.
It is a Christmas movie.
Yeah, definitely one worth watching.
Yeah. Number 16, though.
A Christmas Story.
Christmas Story.
In the 1940s, a young boy named Ralphie Parker attempts to convince his parents, teacher, and Santa Claus that a Red Ryder Range 200 shot BB gun is the perfect Christmas gift. I have never heard of this in my entire life.
But it sounds great. It sounds like Jingle All the Way.
Yeah. I wouldn't say that's great, though.
I think it's all right.
But I've taken a picture of it. I'm going to try and see that one this year.
Yeah.
It's a Wonderful Life.
Not seen it.
Not seen it. That's one. That maybe that's one we can do next year as well. Yeah. That's just a kind of classic, beloved film.
This is one that I have seen.
The Santa Claus.
The Santa Claus. What a film.
Tim Allen when he's uncontrollably turning into Santa Claus. I mean, terrifying, really, isn't it? To think, you know,
it's just like The Fly at Christmas.
Yeah, I can just remember those that you know, him shaving and then him waking up the next morning, he'd have his beard again, and his belly was growing, and the buttons. That's what I can remember of it. Really.
He had a few of them roles. I remember another film that I used to love as a child, The Shaggy Dog, where he's
turned into a dog.
Starts turning into a dog.
Wow.
Yeah.
Like a kind of kids werewolf film.
Yeah. But I remember loving that. It's probably not a good film.
The next one is White Christmas. Wasn't White Christmas down the bottom? 12, White Christmas. And
yeah, but it's
25.
It's at number 25 and number 12.
It is that good that they've put it in twice.
Yeah. This is a great list that we've found.
Yeah.
11, Home Alone.
Well, we covered that. You know, I think that was
Gremlins above Home Alone.
Yeah, I probably would. But we gave it the same score, I think.
Yeah. But 8. A lot of these I'd knock off the list anyway.
Holiday Inn, this was the other one I was talking about.
Oh, okay.
So at an inn, which is open only on holidays, a crooner and a hoofer vie for the affections of a beautiful up-and-coming performer. See, I got
a crooner and a hoofer? What are they?
Oh, okay. So Danny Kaye is in White Christmas and Fred Astaire's in Holiday Inn, but they're a bit interchangeable in my head.
What's a crooner?
You don't know what a crooner and a hoofer is, really. A crooner is like another name for a hairdresser. They sort of croon curls.
I meant like
a hoofer is somebody who makes shoes.
Really?
Yeah.
Makes sense.
That's not really what they are. A crooner is like a singer, like Frank Sinatra is a crooner.
Okay.
And a hoofer is like a dancer, like someone tap dancer, like Gene Kelly or Fred Astaire.
Okay.
I should have just left it as that. I shouldn't have. Christmas Carol. With Jim Carrey?
I remember it freaking me out as a kid. The animation's really uncanny.
I don't think I've seen it.
Miracle on 34th Street at number 8.
This is the remake of it, the 1994 remake. This is one that my sister loves. She loves this one and she'd always go, but I prefer the original. But to me, like, I don't know. It's an all right film, but it's not the sort of thing that I'd want to watch every Christmas.
National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation. I've seen this film once.
Do you know when you said about when we were reviewing, what's it called? There's something in the barn, and you said there's that iconic image this is a spoiler, but anyway, there's a guy hanging from the barn. So I'll be careful what I said. There's a guy hanging from the barn.
Yeah.
That's the image that popped into my head when you said it was an iconic image. You know, the image on the National Lampoon's Christmas.
Being electrocuted by Christmas lights.
Yeah.
There's a film that this always reminds me of.
When Harry Met Sally.
Harry and the Hendersons.
Bigfoot. The Bigfoot.
That's a brilliant film.
Yeah, it's a good film.
We'll have to review that at some point.
Yeah, I haven't seen that for many, many years. Yeah. I can't really remember National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation very well.
I remember the where they're going down the motorway and they're in the wrong lane and there's a lorry coming.
Yeah.
That's about it.
It's the sort of thing that it will come back to me if I watch it. Nightmare Before Christmas, number 6. I think it's
a good film, but I don't... I'd say it's more of a Halloween film. I don't think... it's set at Christmas, but it's just, I don't know.
When we were talking about our Christmas decorations at home this year, I said to Beck, I want like one part of the house that's like normal Christmas decorations and then like a corner that is like a kind of Halloween-y Christmas.
That'd be cool.
That is sort of based on that. And I've got like these kind of killer clowns that kind of glow in the dark.
Clowns from outer space.
Yeah, killer clowns from outer space. We'll do that.
Actually seen that. I need to watch it because that's up my alley.
Well, yeah, we'll do that one. Yeah. The Polar Express. I've never seen it.
It's a really good film.
Yeah, Tom Hanks.
Tom Hanks plays practically every role in the film.
Well, that's a bit fucking greedy, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Especially at Christmas.
Left no roles for anyone else. It genuinely is quite a good film. But it is one of them as well where it's that sort of era of quite an uncanny animation style. The weird.
I can remember clips from it or the trailer or whatever, and seeing Tom Hanks and that animation being kind of weird and strange, and not quite there yet.
Yeah.
Scrooged.
Never seen it.
Okay, that's a Christmas classic. That could be one that we could do. Yeah. If you want to do a good Christmas carol, that's a good Christmas carol. Scrooged.
The Muppet Christmas Carol, speaking of.
Is also a good Christmas carol one. Yeah. Santa Claus the Movie, you've not seen this?
I've not seen this.
I'm surprised that this isn't number two in the list. Like it was kind of slammed, but this is definitely from my era of a kid. Like I can remember watching this and loving it. Dudley Moore is just brilliant in it. That was my memory of it. I'm sure that the film doesn't stand up as a work of art, but from a kind of Christmas memory, it's up there for me.
Yeah, it's one I hadn't heard of before today. And at number one that you disagree with, Love Actually.
Don't understand why Love Actually is number one.
It's a great film.
And so many people agree with you, and so many people in my life would agree with you that this is a good film. To me, I don't find it a very good film. The writing irritates me.
Yeah.
I'm not like a massive Richard Curtis fan, to be honest. Like Four Weddings is a really good film. He did Yesterday. He did that kind of Beatles thing. Did you see when they?
Oh, he did About Time. I love that film.
Oh, About Time's
about
a good film.
About Time's a brilliant rom-com.
About Time is a good film.
I've not seen Four Weddings and a Funeral. I need to watch The Boat That Rocked. I've been told to watch
it. Okay, that's an all right film as well. I'm not saying he hasn't done any good films, but I think he's overrated, is my honest view. I think he's done some really good films. About Time's a good film. Four Weddings is a great film. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's done TV and stuff as well. Didn't he do Blackadder? I think he might have been to do with Blackadder.
I've just realised this list is just by some random on IMDb.
Well, we've made their Christmas by putting it on our podcast. All three people will listen to it.
Yeah.
And, you know, now they will know of the list made by...
M. Transon. It was made 13 years ago.
Modified 12 years ago, though, so he or she had a change of heart at some point.
I reckon they decided, you know what, we'll add White Christmas in there again.
Yeah. And there we have it, our top 25 Christmas movies, according to M. Transon's
top 25 Christmas movies.
Yeah. Anyway, I hope you enjoy watching some of those films. And
check them all out.
Check them all out, and we will see you
in the new year.
See you in the new year.